Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has declared a state of emergency in three northeastern states, ordering in more troops to try to stem an increasingly violent Islamist insurgency. Lydia O'Kane reports.
On the orders of President Goodluck Jonathan, troop levels are being increased in the northeastern states of Nigeria, which have been worst hit by violence. The move follows growing evidence that Boko Haram now controls parts of the northeastern territory around Lake Chad, where local government officials have fled. 2,000 people have been killed in violence since 2010, which has mostly been blamed on Boko Haram. On Tuesday alone, 53 people died and 13 villages were burnt in Nigeria's central Benue state. In a televised address, President Jonathan said urgent action was needed.
The troops and other security agencies involved in these operations have orders to take all necessary actions within the ambit of their rules of engagement to put an end to the impunity of insurgents and terrorists.
Boko Haram and other Islamist groups such as Al-Qaeda-linked Ansaru have become the biggest threat to stability in Nigeria, and it is not the first time the president has declared a state of emergency. In December 2011, Jonathan issued a decree over some limited local government areas in the northeastern states after a church bombing blamed on Boko Haram killed 37 people. I'm Lydia O'Kane.